Blog Talk Radio.
Now on live with your diva, Miss Mo Better. What's going on, folks out there in cyberland?
What's going on?
Before I get started, I would like to say that this show is an adult show. We promote 18 and over. You know, so if you do have children in the room, sometimes we recommend that you go in another room or whatever while listening to the show. We do have adult topics, but that's at your own discretion. So over here we go on strictly opinions. We're not licensed psychologists or anything. We can support people or whatever, but we can't. We're not here to fix anybody. Again, everybody's entitled to their own opinion, and that's how we work over here. We discuss grown topics, topics that we hear on the radio or we read on the internet or in the newspapers and different things like that. And this is what we discuss. We give, you know, a platform where people can actually discuss what's going on. And, you know, so your views can be heard. You know, you might have something to say that somebody else can use that they can apply to their own lives. So, you know, that stuff is appreciated. So we do speak civilly over here. We're not shooting at anybody, verbally shooting. Excuse me, I don't want that to be taken out of context. We're not verbally shooting at anybody or whatever. Again, we just state our opinions. How you feel is how you feel. And it's really nothing anybody can do about that. So that's how we operate. Now, this is Virgo season. Pardon me, Virgos. This is Virgo season, and I would like to give a birthday shout out to everybody that's out there celebrating a birthday on today. Happy birthday. Turn up, celebrate responsibly. Today we're going to actually be speaking about, before I go into what we're talking about, though, I want to give a shout out to everybody who started school, whether it's on the college level, high school level, or people that are sending their children to elementary school or whatever. Shout out to everybody starting school. May you get the most out of the education, especially if you're paying for it. May you get the most out of it. And good luck. Shout out to my daughter, Ranice, who's actually an official senior in college. She's attending school to be for sociology. She would like to be a counselor upon graduation. So shout out to my one and only baby girl, Ranice. And I also want to give a shout out to her sister, Kiana, who just gave birth to a baby boy a few days ago. Congratulations, Key. And also to my son from another mother, Brandon, and his fiancée, Monica Lee, on their baby boy as well. So congratulations to them, birthing their baby boys. It's boy season, I see. Birthing their baby boys into this world. It's a wonderful thing. Babies can, for the most, they bring joy to a stable household, you know. This is not the topic, but I'm just mentioning a few things. How sometimes when people have children, and if, you know, they are not in a stable relationship, children, somebody being pregnant actually, you know, destroys a relationship. Not at 10 times it'd be the guy upset because the girl's having a baby or whatever, and especially too if he was in a relationship with someone else, which I see that happen a lot. And then they end up becoming enemies. Then the child end up, you know, in this tug of war, or just end up without a second parent, period. I pray that, you know, that's no one's case. From this moment forward, you know, babies are, again, they're supposed to be, you know, bring joy, love, and happiness into a situation. So, you know, just keep in mind that, you know, they're not made to be broken. And then if you are out there creeping and you know you're in a relationship with somebody else, strap up. You know, ain't nothing wrong with strapping up. I don't want to hear that excuse, oh, it don't feel the same with a condom and all. No, don't stop buying them little cheap condoms. Go buy the good ones where it's, you know, that ain't choking the mess, choking the life out of your penis. Get them good ones. They got the good, really natural, like lambskin condoms that, you know, feel as close to natural as possible. So, you know, everybody's protected in a situation, and you don't want to bring, you know, a baby into an unhealthy situation, or you don't want to bring any unhealthy diseases into a situation. So, you know, with that said, just be smart. Be smart about things. Don't be careless, you know, get caught. And if you can't afford the good ones, the clinics give out those, you know, the less expensive ones for free. They used to give them out by the bag loads. I don't know if they still do, but they used to give them out by the bag loads. So just take precaution, folks. We gotta be smart now. We gotta work a little smarter. Well, tonight we're going to be speaking about the Colin Kaepernick situation, where he refused to stand and salute the flag during the national anthem, Pledge of Allegiance, or whatever it is that he didn't. And my thing is, if that's his personal opinion and people are really going a little too hard because he didn't salute it, now they can find, again, so much fault in him not standing up when there's just so much other stuff in this raggedy old world that we're living in right now that can be addressed. I think it's a travesty, and it's his personal opinion. It's his personal belief, and he had a valid point, in my opinion. Now, before I go any further, I have some callers on the line that's going to get in on the conversation, and we just going to chop it up. Who do I have on the line with me? Holla at your girl.
Meow.
We got Twisted T in the building. I know that voice. That's Twisted T in the building. Do we have another call in the building? What's poppin'?
Peace, what's good?
Peace. What's going on, Mayor? What's going
what's
on with
happening?
You?
You already know I'm in the building. I'm ready to get it in.
Hey, and I'm glad you are. I can appreciate it. You know, when we have good folks on the line, we can have great conversation. You know,
mm-hmm.
We can agree to disagree. We can agree to agree. We could do whatever. But, you know, we're here to open that up tonight.
Let me stand up first and salute this L.
Okay.
All right. Now we're ready to get it popping. Ladies first all the time.
I don't know how much of the introduction that y'all heard or whatever, but right now we're speaking on the Colin Kaepernick situation with him not standing and saluting the flag and things of that nature. So, T, I'm going to open the floor up to you and let you go in on your opinion.
My thing is, that's his personal thing. You know, if you don't want to stand, you ain't got to stand. I mean, like, nobody can make you do it.
Exactly.
You know, he's got his reasons why. So, I mean, why, like you say, why make a big issue out of it when you need to be making bigger issues out of more important things that's, like, taking our people out of the world, you know?
Mm-hmm. If they were reading, this is why he refuses to stand up.
Exactly.
And it's ludicrous because minorities are being treated unjustly, unfairly. They're being killed. And
that's why I said, you know, he's got a great reason why he don't want to stand. And if he don't want to, he don't have to. Who's going to make him?
Mm-hmm.
What are you going to do, kick him out?
This is where you see how they apply the Constitution to who they want to. We already know the Constitution was never written for black folks. I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but that was never written for black folks. Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, that's my story, and I'm sticking to it, you know.
Okay. Mm. I know that. Well, we have a sports head on the line with us tonight.
In the building.
Which is the mayor is in the building.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's all about sports, so he follows, you know, whatever's going
everything.
On in the sports world. And for those who don't know Colin Kaepernick, I know who he is, but I'm going to let him explain who he is. For those
all right,
who
thank
know.
You. Thank you for that fly intro and all that.
You,
I don't give money. I don't support the needy. Schooled in America, taught to be greedy. That's how I'm going to open my thing up.
Okay.
Colin Kaepernick, San Francisco 49ers quarterback, drafted by the Niners out of University of Nevada and all that. came into the league as a dude, just had to get his game up and got his game up. He was the man for a hot minute. Took the Niners to the Super Bowl. They lost to Baltimore. That was the one in the Superdome when the lights went out. Okay? Recent times, he kind of like fell back as far as his, you know, game is concerned. It was so bad that they was trying to trade him, trying to get rid of him. He's nice, I'm telling you. He's nice, but he's just going through some things right now.
All right,
boom. Fast forward to 2016. Okay? He had not been standing for the national anthem. Nobody didn't say nothing because he was in like civilian clothes. He wasn't standing in the first exhibition game. He didn't stand in the second exhibition game. And Chip Kelly, who was the coach, didn't say a word.
Not one thing.
Third exhibition game, he's in uniform. Now everybody wants to go berserk.
Yeah, now it's a problem.
And take a side.
Yeah.
There's no gray area in this. Either you agree with him or you don't.
That's a super fact.
Now, I'm about to really get busy and get open on this. I'm not going to disrespect the set, but I'm going to speak to it. And I really, really hope that people that's listening can kind of like feel where I'm coming from, and we should really be able to have a dialogue about this. Because the white power structure and what we've been programmed to believe is being broken down right in front of their face, and they hate it. Now we got people talking about how come that's only one part of the Star Spangled Banner that gets hurt, okay? How come you don't recite the whole thing since it's so important? Okay, so it's starting to open up people's eyes to it. But besides all of that, let the mayor get busy one time. Colin Kaepernick sat down during the national anthem. People went crazy.
Burning his jersey and all that, yeah.
You don't want to talk about this in the veterans. Have you been to a veteran administration hospital lately?
Right.
Knock it off. That's point number one.
Right.
Point number two, they paid him millions of dollars. The San Francisco 49ers owners gave him. The key word is gave. He ain't put no gun in their face and said, give me that. He earned that hundreds of millions of dollars. He earned that contract. He earned it.
But I'm going to stop you for 1 second.
Uh-huh.
They didn't give him the millions of dollars for him to salute the flag. They pay him to be a quarterback.
Okay. All right. So, like, anything, any way they try to turn and flip it is bugged out to me because there's no way you can – and I'm a veteran, so I'm not speaking from the outside looking in. I'm speaking from the inside looking out, telling you what time of day it is. America hates to pull the Band-Aid up off the scab.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
When Mahmoud Abdul-Raouf did it, like about maybe 10 years ago, he played basketball. He played at LSU with Shaq.
Okay.
His name is Chris Jackson. He converted to Islam. He changed his name to Mahmoud Abdul-Raouf. Okay? He refused to stand up for the national anthem. People went berserk. They went crazy. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
It was so bad that David Stern, who was the commissioner at that time, he was like, I'm going to fine you $1,000 for every game that you refuse to stand for the national anthem.
Wow.
He ended up getting fined $31,000. So that tells you something right there.
Wow.
Okay? So
well, that's pocket change, though. He won't worry about that.
But the principle of it, though, he didn't, like, say, okay, since you're going to fine me, I'm going to conform.
I'm going to stand up.
Yeah, so they came to a compromise. So while they stood for the national anthem, he prayed. You know what I'm saying? So my point being is that, you know, when you speak to some injustices and wrongs that's going on, they don't want to hear that.
They're
going to beat you in the head with they disrespected the flag. Knock it off.
No, please.
Knock it off.
How is he disrespecting that flag? Has been disrespecting this land for so long.
You understand what I'm saying?
The flag
really
is just
real.
A symbol
right.
Anyway. It's the people behind the flag. You understand what I'm saying? So, again, if they go back and start rewriting these history books and different things like that, a lot of people will shut what they call the F up.
Yeah, real talk.
You understand what I'm saying?
And this
is why they run so rapid and their lips are so loose when it comes to judgment.
But they only
loose
to a certain extent because we're not letting them get away with murder no more.
Oh, no. We're
so
not going to just, we can't
every,
sit around anymore. Just watch.
The script, we're going to flip the script on them twice.
Absolutely.
So, like, another thing is you mad at Colin Kaepernick for not saluting the national anthem.
Mm-hmm.
Why are you taking the Pledge of Allegiance out of schools?
Yeah, why exactly?
So don't do it to yourself. say
they
why
don't even
don't
say
do
the pledge
yourself.
Anymore.
Don't do
right.
it to yourself because, you again, like I said, the power structure is deteriorating. It's dissolving right in front of their face, and they can't stand it. They don't know which way to go, which way to turn. They don't know what to say, so they're going to reach now. So for everything that they're talking about now, we got to answer for it. I told you,
well,
it's
see,
crap that season. I told you
like
that.
Like I said, if they would have really paid attention to when Malcolm X was speaking, I'm telling you, all of that stuff he was saying is actually it's just so manifesting. You know what I'm saying?
Yo,
about how the chickens come home to roost,
yeah,
and all
that's
that
true.
Stuff.
That's
come
true.
On,
and also, Minister Farrakhan said back in the day, he said the internet was the worst thing that the white man could have came up with.
That's the gift
he
and
said,
the curse,
and,
ain't
and,
it?
And, you know, and he said, and that really sticks to me, and I love bringing that up. And he's so right. You know what I mean? It's that the internet is the worst thing that the white man could have came up with. Why? Because it opens up everybody's eyes to really, really, really what's going on.
Yeah, yeah.
It's too much information available now.
Yeah.
Yeah, you better go
it's
get it.
Too much information. And now
That's
all you
right.
have to do is push one or two keys and it'll bring up everything. It's no more, like I said, history books, they should be burned. They should be burned. Now
right.
that the stuff that you weren't teaching in those books, you can go to the internet and find it
game
out.
Game time is over.
There ain't no more playing time.
So I mean,
ain't no more
again,
playing time.
I mean, you can choose to do whatever you want to do. And and there's another story of a female basketball player who actually turned her back on the flag. It was maybe about 5 years ago. And she caught a lot of flack for that. So, I mean, and I think she was Jewish. You know what I mean? So, you know, I mean, the people recognize the atrocities that happen to their people, and they're not really down with, you know, the commercialism that America is spitting at you. Because that's all it is a big, giant commercial. That's all America is a big, giant commercial. Yeah, I said it.
That's right.
That's all
it is. One big fashion fear. And that's like the WNBA team that had the Black Lives Matter shirts on and stuff. They got fined for that, but yet they were allowed to support the Orlando. They were allowed to support, put the gay pride shirt on and support that the masses down there in Orlando. But it couldn't support anything with Black Lives Matter.
Yeah, because it was altering the uniform.
It's horrible because they pick and choose.
The president of the WNBA is a black lady. You do the math. So,
and it's a travesty. It's a real travesty. You know, because now again you pick and choose instead of them. Like you said, we have too much power now for them to single out everybody. Now they pick and choose what they want to go at it. You understand? And this is why you see a lot of athletes and entertainers and stuff, they come from a broken story. They have a story where the same people that build them up can actually exploit them and tear them down.
True.
You're not going to get no – you very seldom see a good church-fiend guy that was raised with both parents in the house. Very seldom – do you see athletes and stuff like that? Because they don't have anything to expose them on.
Shout out to Derek Jeter, but I'm just saying. But I mean, you know,
yeah,
I mean,
I've met
it got so bad, yo, that you had football players like I don't know if y'all heard like Rodney Harrison. You know, he chimed in on it, and he was one of the most dirtiest players in the league, right? So he was like, yo, Colin Kaepernick is not even black, so he shouldn't even have an opinion on it. Yo,
why?
I roasted that dude so bad on Twitter. I flamed. Yo, I was like, my man.
Tiki Barber,
yo,
too.
No, listen. I was like, my man, you like two shades darker than wax paper, and you talking about somebody else being black and who's not black. Knock it off. You know, I was roasting my dude. So, and then he comes back and says, well, I didn't realize that I didn't know he was black. Come on, man. Jared Jeter not black? Blake Griffin not black?
Right.
Come on, yo.
What are they trying to prove?
An old athlete trying to be relevant on Twitter. Knock it off.
Right. They can't. They may not be able to empathize, but they can sympathize. You understand what I'm saying? And when you see something wrong, when you see
speak
something so major, that's so wrong, and to just stand up because you feel you're giving me a few dollars, people are not willing to sell their souls anymore for a few dollars. All right, take your endorsements. I don't care. Take that.
That's what
I already got a few dollars in the bank. Take that.
That's the name of the game right there. It's not, you know, it's about your portfolio and things of that nature. Your soul and what got you here is really secondary now.
You know what I mean? It holds no merit now.
You don't have athletes like Ali and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar and Jim Brown and cats like that will come together and be like, this is what we're going to do and this is how we're going to move. So I was talking last night on my show. Let me just say this real quick. I was talking last night on my show, man.
Hello? Hello?
Yep.
Did Maya cut off? Okay, stop, Mello. Are we still on live? The mayor just stopped talking.
I think his call might have dropped. Because he was talking, then it just got silent.
Right. he was talking about some stuff. But anyway, moving right along, it's just, how is it that, you know, he can't express how he really feels about this situation? Why is it because he's throwing a football? Come on, he's still a man just like anybody else is a man, black, white, or indifferent. He's still a man. You understand?
And you know, they got other players saying they're not going to stand to support him.
Right, and that's what it's all about, building this alliance and standing together. And not letting that money ruin what you really have in your heart.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? At the end of the day, even if it wasn't that, if it was something else, they still have something to gripe about.
That's why I said Mo better, you know, and the mayor made a major point, like, you took Christ out of school, but now you're going to do all this bickering about this dude because he don't want to stand?
Yeah, he don't want to stand.
And like Mayor said.
He don't even say the pledge in school anymore.
Wait a minute, like the mayor said, it ain't like you been like he been standing.
Right.
But now all of a sudden?
Right. He hasn't been. Like you said, now because he got that jersey on, it's a problem.
Right. So, you know, I think it's a bunch of cockeyes, to be honest.
Yeah, I think it's a bunch of me other too.
You know why? Because he got black in him?
Yeah, well, listen, he has the right to feel how he feels.
I wouldn't care what color he is.
And this is not just a feeling. This is something that you see. You see this stuff happening. You understand what I'm saying? Now, we want to have respect for authority, but when authority doesn't respect you, then what do you do?
You got to do what you got to do.
You understand what I'm saying?
I'm going to do what I have to do, you know. And like I said, I don't see anything wrong with it.
Right.
I don't see anything. I mean, he's not hurting anyone. He's not disrespecting no one. This is his belief. And like you say, he's supporting of what's going on in the world today.
Right.
You know, with minority.
Right. We have the mayor back on the line. Mayor, you there?
Yeah, I'm here. What's good?
We were suffering a little technical difficulties and all that.
It's all good. It happens. It's all good. It's Big Brother watching. You know
what I mean?
Right now. Now that go. When you speak truth to power, you know, they like to turn the lights out sometimes. You know
exactly.
What I mean? But, yeah, man, I mean, you know, listening to everybody talk, it's good that we're talking about it. That's why I was saying Colin Kaepernick should be like person of the year, man, because this is something that was attempted. I mean, people have, you know, attempted to, you know, bring it up, but it got shut down over a firestorm of, oh, you're disrespecting and you don't like this country, get out, da-da-da-da. We're in a different day now. We're in a different day and time now. So if you're going to do that, it's going to be a light shined on you. Now the question is, what is he going to do now? How is he going to help out? He helped out the cause already. He ain't going to donate a dime if he don't want to.
That's the truth.
He's going to be the one that people are going to talk about, well, how did it get started? All because of Colin Kaepernick.
Mm-hmm.
And he spoke truth to power. Mm-hmm. Now is he going to be a martyr? Now the 49ers are going to cut him and let him go? Somebody's going to snatch him up. And that's,
they're going to cut their nose off to spite their face. Let them go right ahead and drop him. Watch how fast somebody else pick him up.
But what's killing me about the scenario is that, like, it forces you to, you know, choose a side. I mean, you know, people saying, you know, they agree with what he did, but it was the wrong platform. I think it was the best platform for him to do it.
Yeah. What better time? What better time with all eyes on you than to do it now?
Yep,
that shows he's not superficial.
And you know why it was the best platform, Mo Better? You know why it was the best platform? Because, like you said, all eyes was on him.
Yeah. Well, because everybody watching me. What better time than to do it now?
He was minding his own business.
And all because he didn't stand up. And guess what? I ain't going to stand up at the next one either. How about that?
And bust this out. And look how I broke down the dude who tried to get at me yesterday. I said, check this out. If you that serious about it, my dude, how come they don't stop selling hot dogs during the national anthem? How come they don't stop selling tickets during the national anthem?
Yeah. Everybody's still moving.
How come they don't stop selling beer during the national anthem?
True.
So don't run that self-righteous monkey cock up past me.
Right.
I'm not the one.
You gotta pick another battle.
You have a point. Of course I have a point. Because if you're gonna say he has to stand up, everybody needs to stand up and stop. Knock it off.
Yeah.
But you ain't gonna never the money ain't gonna never stop rocking. You gonna sell beer while the national anthem is playing?
Yep.
You gonna sell beer.
But you gonna
while
tell people to stop using the bathroom and shut
That's
up
right.
already.
That's
oh
right. So all you talking about is falling on deaf ears now. You know what I mean? Because the crap is in full effect. You would have got that maybe 15 years ago. You might have got that.
Exactly.
You see
That's
how you did Mahmoud Abdul-Raouf. You see how you did him. You exiled him out the league.
Wow.
So you might have got that off. But this is 2016. Get ready to be 2017.
It's too many people feeling that same way. But you know what it is now? They feel they got this super mouthpiece with that old trout mouth Donald Trump. You understand what I'm saying? With him and... Little do they know, he's the one who's causing all this segregation and all of this hatred and all that. He's the one who's keeping it. I ain't going to say he caused it, but he's keeping it going because it was already in existence. So, you know, you got to choose your words wisely when you say certain things. But it's a matter of your own beliefs and opinions, and that shouldn't really have anything to do with anybody else. So I said, go ahead, burn another jersey. Go buy and go spend the money that we're gonna get anyway, and burn it again.
That's
How about that?
That money's spent. You lost that. That's a
that
loss.
That money's already spent. You cutting yourself short now.
Go ahead.
Smart guy.
Burn it all you want.
Go ahead. Buy another one and burn that one too.
Yep. Burn that one too. Burn the house down. Go ahead. Real talk. Like, who cares?
All you
want to do is get attention anyway. Who cares?
Yeah, you want to be internet famous. Everybody wants to be internet famous. We know how that do. Everybody, come on, y'all go somewhere and scratch and sniff. How about that?
How do you go about, like, you know, keeping the conversation from being, you know, it's black or it's white or, you know, you don't do this? Because we already know what the issue is. So all they got to do is just either kind of come to some kind of compromise and just be like, okay, yeah, we're going to fall back or get rid of the whole thing as altogether.
I'm going to tell you a harsh reality.
Do they stand up when they sing We Shall Overcome? Do they stand up when they sing the Black National Anthem?
They don't even sing it. Like, let's get this all around respect.
I don't want to hear nothing. You can't. You got to find somebody else who got a weak liver, because I ain't that dude.
And you know what the thing is, Mayor? And as hard as it may sound, the conversation is, unless it's about the game itself, it's going to always be biased. I don't care what situation you're talking about or whatever, simply because this is how America built itself. This is how they built America. You know what I'm saying? To be biased and segregated and you know, have people thinking they're inferior, superior. So the conversation's going to always be that way.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I don't care how they dress it up. Again, that was his personal opinion, his personal opinion.
Mm-hmm.
And personal is the key word in there. That's his opinion. You know,
and you said something key. You said something real dope. I like that. The conversation, as far as being, you know, one sided. It's not as one sided anymore. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, and you know, we've had this conversation on different levels before, where it was like, all they want is for us to go back to being subservient, and that's never going to happen.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And that's what the main crunch of their situation is. It's like, mm-hmm. I got to, like, deal with these. You know, they've been calling us whatever they, you know, whatever name in, out the book, everything but a child of God.
Mm-hmm.
And they're praying to the same God.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, you know, you go where you want to go with that. But my thing in the matter is, yo, we're not really falling for the okie doke no more, B.
Yeah.
It's that
yeah.
simple. We're not falling for the okie doke no more, man.
Yeah, you, know yeah, you can't
so
pee
you,
in my head, tell
can,
me it's raining outside.
You can take that for what it's worth. You can
yeah.
take that for what it's worth. You can believe what you want to believe. You know what I mean? But we're not falling for the okie doke. You can't tell me that it's raining and you're trying to piss on me and telling me it's
like,
raining.
Hey,
you can't
exactly.
tell me that.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah, it's not going to happen.
Because I'm
going to
punch
you
in your
what?
Fucking mouth. Excuse
it's
me,
crazy.
I'm sorry. Oops.
It's crazy because I was watching, on again, on the internet, and like I said, this is just, it was this country, it this town down over in South Africa. It was a town where black people were not allowed there. The only thing they could do there is work. They're not allowed to spend there.
The
they're
school?
Not allowed to
What about
live.
The school where they don't allow the black girls to wear their hair out?
They wear their hair natural. Are you
yeah.
serious?
Crazy. Crazy.
Serious?
I mean, this world is going to hell. In Africa, yo!
That's crazy.
In Africa, yo. Come on,
in
man.
Africa.
What's going on?
In Africa.
In Africa, man. You
they let the almighty
ah.
dollar control. They let the almighty
it's,
dollar
it's,
take
it's,
over.
It's really a big issue, man. And until, you know, the other side, you know, decides to, like, screw their wig on tight and
mm-hmm.
want to get down to the real matter of the situation, it's going to always be like this. We're going to always have these conversations. You know
mm-hmm.
what I mean? We're going to always, it's going to be, who's going to be next? Like we always say, man, who's going to be the next one to catch a bad one that we're going to be talking about? They're going to be saying
yeah.
on CNN.
We're
going to
have this conversation.
So,
we're going to have this conversation again somewhere, you know?
You know what I mean? And all you could do, like Miss T said, is just hold your corner down, man. That's all you mm-hmm. could do. You know what I mean?
And,
what you got to say about it and keep it pushing.
And this is why, this is my next thing I was going to talk about, too. Another celebrity, which is Chris Brown.
Oh, man. Wow.
I mean, I shake my head. I don't know what kind of people he has encamped around him or who his advisors are or who is who around him. But he, well, mainly him. He keeps allowing himself to get caught up
in some
crazy, crazy situations.
Yeah, well,
you know, he's young.
Too.
He's young, but now you've been around long enough now to know who to look out for.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, that was crazy. That
yeah,
situation
and,
was really, really bugged out, and it could have ended up worse. But you know
yeah.
what I mean? I mean, but then you find out that the chick is wanted here for some
yeah.
larceny that she's stealing out of the hotel rooms or whatever.
Yeah, and this is
you
why
I mean?
He
so,
this is why he pulled a gun out on her because she tried to steal jewelry from him.
And they had the SWAT teams and all that come to his crib.
Yeah,
yo, I'm about to get up out of here, yo. Thanks
okay.
talking to y'all. My bad. I owe
you
about $20 now, Ms. Lavina. I'm sorry. I'll get up with y'all. I'll talk to you. Out.
All right. Peace out, Mayor. That was the mayor in the building. Yeah, we just, again, we're talking about this Chris Brown situation. Yes. Yeah, and on our next subject, we're speaking on Chris Brown and how is it? It's like some type of black cloud following him, you know, as far as these women are concerned and all kinds of stuff. And ever since he got into it with Rihanna, it's like let's mess with Chris Brown day. Let's go at Chris Brown. You understand what I'm saying? Now, he's not totally innocent. I'm not saying that he is because, again, now you need to be careful who you bring around. You know what I'm saying? You have a daughter now. It's not just about you. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, you got the little money, little fame. You got a lot of money, a lot of fame. You know what I'm saying? And that old wise tale says the bigger the money, the bigger the problems. You know, so I guess it goes along with the territory, but you have people out there that do have a little bit of money and, you know, fame and all that stuff, and they still know how to control their camp of who they bring around, where they bring around, and all that stuff. And that's even like me, a Joe Blow. Don't nobody come in the house. Ain't nobody coming to my crib that is not, you know, for the potential or whatever. Hello?
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 Twisted?
Jada. This is Paula.
And this is Jada.
Jada,
what's going on? What's going on? We got Paulita in the building. What's going on? Twisted T, you still there too?
Angie.
Hi, oh, we got Jada
Lisa
in the building too. What's going on?
Yes, honey. Yes,
yes.
I'm here.
What's the topic of the night?
Well, tonight we started out with talking about Colin Kaepernick, which is the 49ers quarterback that refused to stand up for the flag.
Well, because he's an Uncle Tom, probably. That's why he's not standing up.
No. You got that a little twisted. He's not. He's actually a mixed guy. He's black and he's white.
Yeah. Well, same thing.
Oh Lord.
Same thing.
My thing is that's his right. If he doesn't want to, he doesn't have to. That's his God-given right. If he doesn't have to salute the flag, and like we were saying before, y'all so hell bent about that, but y'all don't even do the Pledge of Allegiance in school anymore.
Wow.
Yeah, they don't even do the Pledge of school anymore. So you know, it's a matter of either on his side or you ain't. It's that simple. And I think if he don't want to stand up, he doesn't have to. You know,
you're right.
They got bigger fish to fry than that. Go over there. You talking about not respecting the veterans? The government themselves doesn't respect veterans. You got veterans that commit suicide all the time because they're sick and cannot get help from the government.
Every day.
You got somebody commit a veteran committing suicide because they cannot get help from the government.
Yeah.
So don't pick and choose what you want to love and what you want to hate. You understand what I'm saying? It's right is right and wrong is wrong. So
I love everybody. I don't care who don't love me, but I wish we all could get along, you know, and all the blacks stick together and still have some whites stick together because everybody is as one in my category, you know.
Okay.
But people don't think that way.
I know that's right. They don't. And like I said, you'd have to go all the way back and rewrite history. You understand what I'm saying?
Honey, that's a lot of writing.
Yeah,
because
we already know. But
family
like we
is
were saying,
all nationality. White, black,
Yeah, you
Haitian,
know that. We got all
you know,
flavors and we got a
got
rainbow
all
coalition.
Yeah.
But my thing is, now you have to kind of self-educate yourself as far as, like, black history and stuff goes.
Yeah.
You know, the internet now tells you anything you need to know. Anything you want to know, you can go on the internet and find that out. You understand? So we are not as ignorant as we were before because we weren't allowed to read. We weren't given books. We weren't even allowed to go to school. But we're not in that position anymore. We're in a position now where you can look up things. You'll have a little ammunition to fight back when it comes to people speaking to you with a derogatory tongue. You know? So, you know, we got to do that work. We got to put that work in.
And it's so easy to do.
It is. It's easy. It really is.
It's so easy to do. Well, it's easy for me because I get along with anybody that you know.
Oh, I know that's right. And, well, and everybody know you, too.
I'm talking about the real Paula, not the Lita Ben.
I know that's
going
right.
For a long time, but, you know, I'm talking about me now. And, honey, I love everybody, white, black, Puerto Rican. That's just me.
And listen,
but, you know,
and that's that, for the most, that's how, you know, mostly black people were like that. They keep saying now it's reverse racism, but no, for every action there's a reaction. There's no reverse racism. That's non-existent. If it's reverse racism, that means it came from somewhere else first. No, that's just not how that works. So that's not even in our vocabulary. You know,
the best thing about it, I could walk outside and they're gonna holler, "Hey, Aunt Paula." Hey, Aunt Paula, white, Mexican, anything. Hey, baby, I see y'all later.
And keep it pushing, that's all.
And keep it pushing. Throw my hand up and keep it pushing.
And keep it pushing, you know.
But I feel like this. I had to earn that respect. To get respect, you got to give respect.
Yeah, it's what you put out in the atmosphere, exactly. What you put out is what you're going to get back.
I put out a lot of
the
atmosphere.
You're walking around being nasty to people. How you think people are going to react to that? They're going to be nasty back or just not deal with you, period. So, you know, hey, it don't cost you a dime to be nice to people. It's
nope.
free.
Nope.
You know what
it's
I'm saying? And if you can't be nice, or you ain't got nothing nice to say, just go another way. That's all.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't got to say nothing to nobody or nothing. Just keep it moving. You
keep
know?
Keep it pushing.
So we were also speaking about the Chris Brown situation with him, you know, being caught with that woman. Say they put that gun in the woman's face and all that.
Nice. Yeah, did you see that on TV yesterday?
Yeah,
no.
They made it seem like he was a
it
terrorist.
It was a big thing,
something.
Honey. They wanted
he
to bust
her?
Up
he
in there,
her?
Honey. But he told them, y'all need a warrant to come up in here.
And he was dead ass serious.
Did he rape the lady or
I
no?
know that's right.
They
I
ain't
seen
do
it
nothing
on
to the trick.
TV.
She tried to steal from him.
Oh.
Then she went outside and called the cops. He put a burner to her face and threw her out the house, but she failed to tell him that she tried to steal jewelry.
She trying to get some dollars, y'all. Y'all
don't
need to know that.
Everybody's looking for her to come up now.
That's about.
She won't get to come up.
Because then she had a warrant up here in New York for stealing from the Hilton Hotel.
not from the Hilton.
That trick had a warrant out for stealing.
Her.
So she's known to be
a little petty thief for a lot.
Oh, she's a grand thief because I
grand
theft.
Grand theft. You right.
Yeah,
you're
grand
right.
theft. She steals big stuff.
Right, and she going to big people trying to get it, and it's not going to work. But
well,
she
see,
kept trying to get some dollars off Chris Brown, but he went in on him yesterday.
He needs now. You gotta be aware of yourself. You can't be letting everybody in your camp. But see, she used to be some kind of Miss Pageant. I don't know, some kind of pageant or something. She's won. So I guess he felt that was good enough to have her around in his house and all of that stuff. No, she's just as raggedy.
I didn't hear about that, baby.
Yeah, just as raggedy. So you know you can't trust them hoes. And that's the song he made.
These hoes ain't lawyers.
Hey, who's that? Hey, Zai.
Hi,
Zai. I'm on the phone and I say I'm talking about hoes and everything. Hi, Zai. Happy belated birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you, Mama.
I'm four.
I know. Yeah.
That's so cute.
Put your iPod back on the phone real quick.
I did.
You can't be throwing her on the phone like that. I'm talking about all the time right there. You going to put her on the phone. Oh, my
she
goodness.
Heard me talking to you.
Oh, okay.
I said, oh, that's your Aunt Angie on the phone. I want to say something.
Oh, okay.
That's cute.
but
sometimes we get belligerent.
Yeah, we get a little raunchy on here sometimes, child. But yeah, Chris Brown, you out here, you sack chasing. He need to go somewhere and find my older woman. That's
I'm right here, baby. I'm right here, baby.
Hey.
I'm right here. I'm right
that's
here,
Chris.
I know that's right.
You know what I'm saying? And I mean, yeah, he's a young guy, but you ain't that big on young. You know,
right.
Out there they looking for these quote unquote bad bitches, and them bitches are bad. They straight up raggedy.
They straight ratchet.
Yeah,
I'm the original.
Ratchet.
Boogers
in the dress.
That's the crazy thing. But you know what? Now that y'all talking about all that too, Angie, like the media, Twitter, and all of that talking about Jay-Z and Beyonce, what's her name, Blue Ivory. Like that's really, a 4 year. I mean, this kid is 4 years old.
Right.
She's not an ugly child. And even if she was, I mean, why even go out like that?
Yeah, find something else to talk about. First it was her hair. Now they say she ugly. All right, so what? She ain't ugly. That's not your kid. Who cares? What your kid look like?
But no, you know what?
Who calling
like
people kids ugly?
You listen.
On the internet.
Honey, it's all on the internet about them talking about Blue Ivory. You know, but what, you pissed off because she had on an $1,100 dress at 4 years old? I mean,
well, it was an $11,000 dress.
I mean, $11,000.
Yes, it was $11,000.
Right.
That's ridiculous.
Them
I'm sorry.
Just hating on her, just hating on a fucking baby. I wish it was mine. I would fuck them up.
Ooh,
we already know, Jada. Shut up. We already know when it comes to Selena.
Oh, yeah. Her ass would have been sliced and diced.
But listen, somebody put up a post that the last thing you should be doing is making fun of how much a child looks like her father when your child's father isn't even in his or her life.
Yeah, they don't know when the last time they seen their baby daddy. Who?
Point blank. Don't even know who the daddy is.
That's a super fact.
That's even worse.
But you know, that's social media boosting it up and throwing it out.
Yeah,
here.
Of course.
You know what I mean?
Of course. Media,
you know,
takeout and all that, yeah.
It's so grimy, like, seriously, it's grimy. And
yeah, who cares?
You're talking about a four-year-old child, though.
People don't care. And see, that's the thing about the internet. Like Farrakhan was saying, how the internet is the worst because people throw the brick and hide their hands behind the daggone computer. You understand what I'm saying? Because ain't no person that said anything about that baby would go up to Jay-Z or Beyonce and say anything about her. You understand
what
I'm saying?
I bet you they won't. They're jealous.
I bet they will cover my face because people be calling my kids ugly too, but honey, they know what they can do for me and my kids because, honey,
I know
I made some beautiful ones.
And listen, go find go get a job or something. You know what I'm saying? Go somewhere and do something else with your time. Who cares? You know what I'm saying? People are too focused on irrelevant things.
But people need to grow up, point blank.
That too. That's what that is.
You know.
Need to really grow up. But it's just, you know, it's sad that
Can I say something? God bless my dead mother. She will always told me, our family ain't shit. And right, everything starts with the family. For real, the family comments, the family this and that, you know, and I better stuff from the family side.
I don't think that came from the family. I think that came from social media shady against them anyway. Because, they don't like B anyway.
Yeah, being shady.
I can't help it if she looks like me.
Look, this is another point that I wanted to bring up that they was going off on social media again about Alicia Keys not wearing makeup. I think she's gorgeous without makeup. And wearing all that makeup and all of that, all it does is hide who you are. It doesn't make you. It hides who you are. And I think she's naturally beautiful.
Thank you, baby. Because the only thing I do wear is eyeliner. That's all I need for my eyes, honey. And I'm natural from head to toe.
You become a slave to all of that makeup and stuff because now, I can't go out without makeup on. You understand what I'm saying? And all it's doing is clogging your pores up. It's going to have you looking like an old butt lady when you take it all off. All that cover up and powder and all of that stuff. I mean, I would have worn a little mascara, but as far as anything else, she looked gorgeous, in my opinion. And social media was making such a big deal because she didn't wear makeup. Because this is where she started it, and she's going to continue it, a not wearing makeup movement. And not only that, I think she has an account with Proactive. She has an endorsement with Proactive. And with Proactive, you can't use or wear anything that'll cause you to have blemishes.
That's
and
all
stuff
chemicals, ain't it? It's chemicals, right?
Yeah, and because otherwise you're going against how their product works. So when it comes to endorsements and different things, there's a lot of red tape that goes along with this, getting them money. You understand what I'm saying? So, but yeah, I think she looked nice. I really do. Her skin looked flawless without all that makeup on.
And she's going to be on, what's that daggone show? Oh, my gosh. The show with, they turn the chairs around.
The Voice.
Yeah, she's going to be on The Voice.
Oh, is she?
Where?
Yes. They start September 23rd. She's going to be on The Voice, her and Miley Cyrus.
Oh.
The new drug judges.
Oh, Miley Cyrus. Oh, Lord. They could have kept her. They could have kept that thing.
I like Miley Cyrus.
Dear Loose Cannon. Oh, Lord. Well, hey. She live how she want to live. You know, but
what's that noise?
Again, the internet and all that stuff be making big deals and stuff out of stuff that's really irrelevant. But like T was saying, leave people kids alone. So what if she ugly? That still ain't got nothing to do with you. Yeah, I bet you, again, y'all won't go up to Jay-Z or anybody or Beyonce's husband, a.k.a. the bodyguard, say no mess like that.
And say that shit. Y'all won't say that shit then.
Did y'all hear that sub that I just did? Y'all think y'all might have missed that, me being messy. But no, the little girl, she looks just like her father. Jay-Z's not the cutest, but she looks just like him.
I see why they say she's not a doll baby.
Yeah, because she looks just like him. But, hey, it is what it is. What are you going to do?
My kids look like the HB, but that's Billy Dee Williams to me, honey.
Hey.
That's my Billy Dee
Williams. Like it, I love it. And that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. You know what I'm saying? But
that's right, Billy Dee.
People going to need to get their mind right and start focusing on stuff. We are actually getting ready to go to a song, and I want you guys to hold the line, and we will be right back. Folks, you on live with the Diva Squad. Hello? Hold on. Just hold on.
How many more days could I wait? I made plans for you, and I won't let them fall through. I think I lie for you. I think I die for you. Jealousy cry for you. Do things when you want me to, like controller. Aggressive, tell you to go slower, go faster, like controller, controller, like controller, controller. And I'm never on a wasting charlie. I do it how you say you want it. Them girls, they just wanna take my money. They don't want me to give you nothing. They don't want you. But you can't just diss and come tell me talk. Can't listen to me talk and go tell my story. It don't work like that when you love somebody. My old flex and my new flex, now I'm working on. That's what I need. All the energy that you bring to me. My locker would tear me apart, but you never wanna split a thing. I think I lie for you. I think
Hello, hello, hello. And welcome back to Love Fantasy with your Diva Squad. We're just chopping it up. We had Jada on the line. We got Paula on the line. We have Twisty T on the line. We in the building. Over here, 646-200-3838. You know, press that one, you go on live. Tonight we're talking about Colin Kaepernick not standing up to the national anthem. And also we were speaking about the Chris Brown situation and how his camp around him, he has a horrible camp around him, in my opinion. It's just, you know, I don't know. I think he's kind of searching for something. He's really searching. So, you know, it's crazy. But I'm watching, they have this documentary on BET right now. It's called Five Things You Could Do to Change SHIT. This is on, for anybody that's listening, this is on BET right now, and they're speaking about Black Lives Matter. Black Lives Matter, and with Colin Kaepernick not standing up to salute the flag, that's a part of that movement. That's a part of the Black Lives Matter movement. He didn't do anything violent. He didn't do anything derogatory. All he did was sit. He didn't stand up, and he refused to do so. And he has that right. So for anybody that see otherwise, again, that's your opinion. If you felt that he should stand up and salute a flag, you know, I think it's, you know, kind of crazy, whatever, because in my opinion, I agree with him totally, because I'll stand up now. I'll stand up, but I won't salute, because, I mean, I'll be doing everything, singing different songs and everything during the national anthem, because it really holds no weight for me. It really hasn't did, and like KRS-One said, that's one of the first gangster rap songs that were ever written. You have to pay attention to the lyrics of that song, you know, as far as the national anthem goes. Pay attention to the lyrics. See what those lyrics are saying. You know, and a lot of people will probably change their minds about even standing up and saluting either. The main ones that would stand up and salute them is the ones that carry the Confederate flag as well. You know. So it's a horrible situation or whatever. And you know, we pray that things will change soon to where, you know, I doubt if everybody would ever see eye to eye, because Black people were never really accepted into the American way. You understand, a quote unquote American way. Now it's in 2016, we're still having to defend who we are, and it's bad. It's bad. The flip side is I appreciate that my children can actually see this stuff happening, because before they could only read about stuff in those half-told history books, and now they actually see this is how Black people has always been treated, and this is how Black people has been treated here in America. We were always treated unfairly, and now we are in different positions where we're not taking that anymore. We don't have to take that. We still shouldn't be having to defend who we are. You know, we're equal. Everybody's equal. We might not have the same statuses, but we are, as far as human, we're all human beings. You know, and it's just sad. It's sad that we are living still like that in this day and age. You know. So, do I still have T on the line? Do I have, who I have on the line with me?
You got me.
Oh, you want to do some karaoke?
We got some karaoke going on in this bitty.
Paula.
Paula somewhere sucking her thumb, you know that.
here.
It's just me and you right now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's a
but
quiet
you know, a
night,
lot of things.
Night. But listen, I have a question for you, Jada. What would happen if your daughter came home with a guy and said that was her fiancé? You've never met him, never done anything. What would you do? How would you handle that situation?
Wait a minute, if she just walked in the door and said, the first time you meet him, she says that's her fiancé?
Yes.
Like in hell it is. Yeah, like in hell. No, you don't have no fiance. You might have a friend, and
uh-huh,
then
uh-huh,
it could grow up to a boyfriend that. And first of all, let me just make it clear: it has to be how old she is. You know what I mean?
Right.
Because my baby
right.
is my baby until the end.
Okay.
So it could be you could have a friend and everything else, and then you can grow into boyfriend and then take the next step up.
Right.
But don't walk through this front door and say you have a fucking fiance.
Nope. Yeah, that's crazy because, you know. Because
a lot of people do stupid shit these days, and some people just try to use people to get up over their come up.
Yeah, that's true. And this is what's happening with Chris Brown. That girl was looking for a come up. You understand
yeah.
what I'm saying? You see somebody
she
with a little
him
status.
Dirty, and then he went online yep. yesterday, and he said that, you know, she was bugging.
I saw that.
You know, she was bugging and everything else. He said that there's not shit in this house. They can come all they want when the warrant. Then they can come in this motherfucker. That's what he said.
Oh, watch your mouth.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You went off. That is funny. No, but see, again, this is why I tell people not to have children. Because we do, sometimes we do come out like that. You know what I'm saying? We do have, that's why this is an 18 and over show. And this is that's why I told Paula she can't be putting Zy on the phone. I'm talking about hoes and all that stuff. You know what I'm saying? But
right.
it's, you know, it's crazy.
But you know, the media always make Chris Brown look bad.
And
even
this
down
is what
when,
that was my
even
next
down
point.
When he, the situation with him and Rihanna and everything
uh-huh.
else that happened back in 2009 is still haunting him today.
Yep. And you know what? She started that mess. She was actually whooping his ass. He ended up beating her up. She was beating him up. You know what I'm saying?
And
made him crash
and
that car
that.
And all of that stuff, and then it made it seem like he was the bad guy. She was the bad guy in that situation, but he was mad about it and took that. He ate that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, all right, I apologize and all that stuff. Because that's what your publicists tell you to do when you're in that position. You just issue an apology statement and all that stuff, even though it was her that did it.
Mm-mm.
You know what I'm saying? And ever since then, it's been like, oh, let's mess with Chris Brown.
Uh-huh.
We're going to mess with
Brown.
Chris Brown. You know what I'm saying? Y'all
yeah,
leave that boy alone. Leave that boy alone.
Yeah, it's a shame. It's a shame, honey. I feel
yeah.
bad for him.
I kind of do, too, and I wish he would reach out to me so admit, I could sit down and chop it up with him about what he really needs to do, because those people around him, they're not, you know, you get into a certain position, you no longer have people around you, normal people, you have opportunists, and they don't
right.
care. This is how Michael Jackson ended up dying. This is how Whitney Houston ended up dying. You had people like that end up dying of drugs and all of that stuff because of the money that you possessed. So
right.
you could pay your way into anything, and you didn't really have that person. You're like, nah, I ain't going to let you do that. You understand what I'm saying? Nah, you ain't giving
right.
Nah, that ain't no good for you. You know what I'm saying? I ain't going to let you do that. So it's sad because they don't have those kind of people around them. The people that actually sit down and actually tell him the truth outside of his mother. You understand what I'm saying? Everybody else is like, oh, I'm seeing I can come off on this one. You know
Yo,
what I mean?
This is my come up. This is my big come up.
Yep, and that's what
you
that
know.
Girl tried to do. She tried to steal his jewelry, claim she was talking about she was just looking at admiring a nice piece of jewelry. Yeah, and he didn't know at the time you had a warrant out for stealing some jewelry up here in New York. So come on, man. Yeah, that's a mess. Like my grandma said, that's the coldest shit in the ice house right there. Like, come on. Come on.
They
like, bad. You know. Stop letting anybody around me because you think they this bad bitch. You understand what I'm saying? Quote unquote
yeah.
bad bitch. This is what you hear, bad bitches. And one breath they bad bitches, and the next sentence they hoes. So which
uh-huh.
are they? Which do you want them to be? The bad bitch or the hoe? Which you know, and you got all these rappers and all of that stuff. You got these rappers and stuff talk about, oh, these hoes ain't loyal, not him. Singing that song, hoes ain't loyal. But a hoe does what a hoe do, and that's hoe around. Why are you expecting her to be a church girl?
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? So, they, I don't know. They just got to change their train of thought or something. Like, I don't know. Just, again, I would fire my whole camp. Like, who's around me? How did I get hooked up with her? Not to blame that on anybody else, but I'm just saying. Start hit me off at the pass. Start doing a background check on people.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Start doing a background check. Like, come on. So
I know that's right.
But it's just sad because, like I said, now it just seems like they just go at him. Excuse me. That they just go at him, you know, for every least little thing he do, they are looking for Chris Brown.
Right. Like he the bad guy.
Yeah. Like, he just, come on. Leave that kid alone. You know? So, you know, and like I was saying, because the same people that build you up, it's the same people that will tear you down. That's why, again, almost everybody that you see in the entertainment, sports genres, they got issues going on because the people that chose them, they do a background check to see where you come from. All right, they got talent, and they also got a story behind them. Let's take them on, and as soon as they act up, we're going to exploit them and then dump them. We'll end up with all the money.
Right.
This is how these industries work. This is how these big name companies and stuff work. You very seldom will find a company that's just, you know, on a straight up and up. You know, and it's just I don't know.
Everything
it's just sad.
Everything these days is about a dollar.
Of course, you know that. And
everything's
about
a dollar.
Nobody wants to work for it. That's the problem. You know what I'm saying? Everybody looking for, again, a quick lawsuit or something. Nobody want to get out there and go to work no more.
Right.
You know?
Honey, I'm just done.
Yeah,
I'm just done.
Yeah, so it's just, you know, again, he got to find different people in his camp. And as far as Colin Kaepernick, that's his thing. He don't want to stand up and salute. He don't have to.
I know that's right. That's your right, if you want to or not.
Yeah. Like I said, why did they take the Pledge of Allegiance out of schools and all of that stuff? You know what I'm saying? Like, why...
Right.
Why do all that? But yet y'all mad because he's not saluting the flag. That's a double standard.
Right, because I remember when I was in elementary school, we had to say it.
We had to say the pledge. That's the first thing you do. They used to get on the
loudspeaker. As soon as you get in there, please stand for the pledge.
Yeah.
The whole intercom, the whole school.
The whole school. I don't even think they have intercom systems anymore. They got little telephones and stuff now. You know what I'm saying?
It's crazy. And down south, down here in Georgia, honey, girl, you wouldn't believe half of the stuff.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, you wouldn't believe half of the stuff. You see a lot of stuff every day down here.
Wow.
You know, I tell my kids to mind their own business, do what you got to do, and you'll be all right.
That's right, yep. Stay in your lane. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
See your peoples, like, look, I'm going to holler at you. And you know what I'm saying? Catch them at another time.
Right. But
you know,
I let them know, honey, if anybody fuck with you, if anybody mess with you, you give them the business and then you come get me because, honey, I ask a mess.
Yeah, you are a mess. You're a trip.
I ask a mess.
Uh-uh.
Yeah, honey, I don't be playing
like you
with
you. And that's my thing. I always tell my son, too, you have the right to protect yourself by any means necessary. Don't. You ain't got to be messy about it. Being messy means you go on a start mess. But
right.
If something arises in your face where you need to protect yourself, you do that.
Yeah, but then you know how things turn. Look what happened to Trayvon Martin. You know what I mean? And they couldn't tell what voice was whose. Who was screaming for help. Bullshit. Angie.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm here.
You heard me.
Say that again.
I said, look what happened to Trayvon Martin and everything else. You know what I mean? And they trying to say that they couldn't tell who voice was screaming for help. That's bullshit.
Right.
You know, it's
right.
A lot. It's just a lot. But we're not going to... Well, I'm not even going to say that. Honey, people just ain't taking it no more.
Right. Yeah, and that's the thing. You know, we already know that in that Trayvon Martin situation that... George Zimmerman shouldn't have got off. Everybody and their mama know that. And that just opened up another can of worms. That made it hard for people. Now it's like, you know, y'all made the victim the actual suspect, and it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
When George Zimmerman had instructions not to follow him, to leave him alone, he still pursued him. He still pursued him. And then again, they made Trayvon Martin out to be the suspect.
Right.
It's a shame. But again, like you said, the only thing you just got to keep you got to tell your kids, you know, to make sure your hands are clean at all times. You don't give people ammunition for anything. You understand?
Right.
That means you don't go out stealing. You don't go out picking fights. You don't join no gangs. You don't do none of that stuff. You don't sell drugs. You don't do this stuff like that. I mean, that stuff like that gives them ammunition, even though those people that were killed weren't even doing any of that. You understand what I'm saying? They were just being black.
Right.
You know, and it's sad, but still, don't give them no ammunition. Not all police officers are bad. I have family members that are police officers. No, they're not, and they're not bad cops. But the bad thing about that is that one bad apple does spoil a bunch. Because you don't know who to trust.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? They're supposed to be protect and serve. But, like, who can I run to when the people that are supposed to protect me is killing me?
Right.
No. That's bad business.
And then no one never goes to jail.
Nobody's paying for that.
No one goes to jail.
And that's the hard part about it. We understand people do have mistakes do happen. But me as a civilian couldn't make that same mistake as him as the cop. And that's bad, because that's a double standard.
Yeah.
You know, that badge, and then you got a bunch of cops that are scary. Y'all scaredy cats. Why become a cop? You already know what that's entails. You
right.
already know what goes along with that territory. Why become a cop if you're afraid?
Right.
You know? And now they so scared that now as soon as a black person say boo to them, they're killing them. They're shooting and killing them. But it's crazy. And hopefully we'll see some type of change in this lifetime.
I hope so, and I hope I'm alive to see it.
And this is what I'm talking about. I hope that we will experience some change. But on that note, Jada, we getting ready to end the show. We're going to end the show a little early tonight because I have...
Okay, and I guess I'll talk to you next Monday.
Wednesday, darling.
Wednesday? Okay. I'll talk to you Wednesday, Angie.
Yes, my darling. I'll talk to you soon. I'll hit you up.
Okay,
babe. Thanks for calling.
All right.
Yes.
Bye.
Folks, tonight we're going to end the show a little early. We have some things that that has to be done. We appreciate the callers on tonight. We have Paula. We thank the mayor. We thank Twisted T. We thank Jada. And we in the building holding it down over here at GQ Palace Radio. As far as tonight's topics, which was Colin Kaepernick and also Chris Brown, as far as Chris Brown, know your camp. Stop inviting everybody into your personal space, and you won't have to worry about having to force anybody out of your area. Just know your surroundings at all times. You know, everything that looks good to you is good for you. And as far as Colin Kaepernick, if he don't want to stand up, he don't have to. Y'all leave him alone. You know what I mean? If you want to salute the flag, you go right ahead. Nobody's stopping you from doing anything. Let that man sit down if you want to sit down. So, you know, I agree with him. He don't have to stand up. Sit down if you want to. Lay down. How about that? I would like to thank my CEO and executive, Lavina Polite, and Rich Money over at GQ Powers Radio for holding us down. They work these boards. They, you know, do a lot of things behind the scenes that goes along with these radio shows, you know, with the time and all that extra stuff. So I appreciate you guys. Love you, too. Well, on that note, we will be back next Wednesday, same time, and the same number, 646-200-3838. Press the 1, you can get on live. Now, if you have any topics or anything you'd like for us to discuss on our show, you can send us an email at GEEQUE002@gmail.com, all lowercase letters. Again, the email is GEEQUE002@gmail.com. And we will discuss it. We get mail all the time. People always sending us stuff in and the email and stuff so we can discuss it on the show. That's where we get a lot of our topics from. They come from y'all. And we greatly appreciate that. Y'all keep us running. I can be found on Facebook, Angie Renee on Facebook. There's also Rachel Hargrove Smith on Facebook. We got Lavina Polite on Facebook. We have Richard GQ Palace, Archibald on Facebook. So you can inbox us. We also on GQ Palace on Instagram and Twitter. So just, you know, if you got some topics and stuff that you'd like for us to discuss, just hit us up. And we will discuss them. We do it anonymously if you'd like, or we can put your name on it or whatever. However you want that to be set up is fine with us. But, again, we have to be out a little early tonight, and I appreciate our callers and our listeners. Catch us same time next week, 646-200-3838, on Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. On that note, I'm chucking up the deuces. Ring.
Everybody get up. Your ass too. Swag on them even when you drag casual. I be
head pimpin'. I'm a